Blog Talk Radio.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Oh, I was so mad. I could have seen this coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware. Yeah. Of a woman with a broken heart. Praying to a sky all black. Looking at the stars like they finna talk back. Whoa. Looking at my phone like she finna call back. Whoa. But last night I feel like probably ended all that. Cause by now she would've sent a text in all caps. Then another one trying to take it all back. Saying fuck you, I miss you, or I hate you so much. Cause girls only say I hate you to the guys that they love. I know, I know, I know the highs, the lows, it comes, it goes. You say be real, I try, I don't. Cause you take anything and just make it everything. Kept my phone on silent ever since you got a ring. Funny, right? And I never cheated. Well, I mean, maybe once, twice. One time don't change everything. She asked why I don't feel the same. I'm still the same. She's still insane and now she's sane.
You said it was over. You shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen this coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Okay, ski, smoke, sleep, call, miss, text, woke, spoke, lie, feel, Lisa, ill, time, kill, months, still. I got somebody, baby mama, calling me daddy. I drank too much, please call me a cabbie. Penthouse after party, hoes want the addy. Fuck, they could ride with us, crawling the caddy. Third row, that's when you call, I hit cancel. Really, I hit answer, fuck, I hate when that happens. Phone in my pocket for the whole night. And you heard bitches screaming till my phone died. Then she text me like, why you still talk to my mama? How the fuck you run around with condoms? Why you made me get this tattoo? Man, fuck this tattoo. You the reason I wasn't single in college. What, all because I had you? Nigga, I don't even have you. How I'm supposed to get past you? And she called the next guy, spilling some real shit. Now they problems that he gotta deal with.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my...
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Christy Hodge, all day. I have my co-host on the line, Medisa, Vaughn, and Andre. What's up, you good black people?
Hey,
what's going on, people?
Hey, how you doing? It's Friday.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Wow. Oh, wow.
I'm good. I am on my way home. I should be home in like not even 5 minutes. I'm on my way home from the other workplace. Y'all know how this goes. So y'all probably
indeed.
Hear me driving. Y'all probably hear my
Blinka.
So tonight I'm so we drink because
we say inappropriate things.
Yeah,
okay,
Vaughn, I can't
get that.
I know. I just got this. Okay. It's cool. No worries. I won't say anything.
Oh, he ain't trying to be with
you.
Yeah,
he did. I'm okay with that. That's all right.
We drink because we say inappropriate things and whatnot. That's what we're here to do. Tonight's topic, well, we're talking about parenting and how we're feeling as our babies prepare to achieve this. And then, what are you going to do with yourself after they leave this? What are you going to do? Are you going to walk around the house for that second? Like, what are you going to do with your life? Are you going to go and get married and have extra babies? What are you doing? So that's what we're talking about tonight. So, grab a drink, grab a brand, and then we can talk about some other random shit that may be coming up or whatever in life.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, let's go. All right, y'all know I'm sorry, 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 I'm sorry.
Oh, don't try and say hey to me now, old 7 minutes after the fact. kind of crap is that? Would you just give me something viciously? Don't try it now.
What are you talking about?
I said, hey, boyfriend, 17 and a half minutes ago, and you just now saying something.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's because I was so smitten by your voice. It had me paralyzed.
Lies,
16
lies.
And a half.
I was not you so that's ridiculous. Okay. Lies.
That nigga smooth. This nigga smooth as
smooth
hell.
Like a mud. Smooth like a
nah,
mud.
No, I'm saying sometimes you know like a deer get caught in your headlights and it freeze right there in the middle of the road.
Uh-huh.
I just like froze for a few minutes because the silky
is
tones
right?
of your voice it just do
okay.
something to you. Something.
Okay.
Yo, I'm using that line right there.
Game. That's game.
Yeah, that's game right there. I'm using that line.
That's that New York City East Coast game, Dre. That's that New York City game.
I'm using that. I gotta use that line. Right there. That was smooth.
The silky smooth undertones of your voice. Wow.
Exactly. That nigga been watching Billy Dee Williams all day today. That nigga been
right.
watching Billy Dee today. That nigga was smooth as hell. I was astounded by your voice. Like a deer in the headlights. Like, your voice just
yeah,
made me be still.
Right. I was captivated. I was captivated.
Your voice
by
just
the sound
made me be
your
still. Because your voice was just so sexy and it made me be still like a deer in the headlights. Like, what?
Your voice captured me and I was in a trance, unable to move and unable to think past the joy that the sound of melodious
tone. I'm starting to think I'm the butt of the joke now. I don't like this anymore.
I bet you don't.
I don't want to be it anymore. Oh, we just ain't got that yet. Today. We just ain't got that yet, Trudy. We just
nah,
ain't got
nah,
that
nah,
yet.
Nah, 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 nah. Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
I'm saying, wasn't Dre supposed to be saying something to her?
About what?
To who?
I thought. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought Dre wanted to say something to Medisa about, you know, calling
my,
in AWOL or.
If Drake got my number,
vacation.
Now, see, Medisa been on vacation for 4 weeks, and then she gonna pop up on Facebook with them little thirst trap ass damn picture she took.
What picture?
Oh, that picture you took when you was like holding the phone up, but your ass was in the mirror, and the mirror got a glimpse of your big old ass in the mirror. You ain't slick, nigga. I say this shit.
Oh, that was different.
I think everybody seen it.
Yeah, that was just, you know, that was just a point of reference. That's all. That was progress to where I was and where I am. That's all. It was just progress, you know.
Oh, I was pointing at your reference, though, right? I was just pointing right at your reference.
Because what? I'm not about to right now.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow. I can't.
Jesus Christ. So, okay, never mind. But, so, you guys want to talk about the topic? Definitely.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I guess we should get to that, right? So,
Blessed.
Yeah. So, what are we doing when the kids leave? What you going to do with yourself, right? Okay. So, I'm actually, that's happening to me because my son, Prentice, my youngest, is he's leaving. He's moving out. He got his own place. He got his own place, and he's moving, and he's actually moving on, staying pretty much on campus of Arizona State University. Of course, he's not going to school this semester, but, you know what I mean, it ain't for everybody. But, so, I still have one that's in the house, you know what I mean? I kind of wish that both of them would go, just because I've been parenting for, 22, almost 23 years. So I'm like, okay, it's time for me to live my life, do my thing. You know what I mean? So it's a little bittersweet with, you know, because I know it's going to be different. You know what I mean? And it's, part of it is I'm excited for him because it's a new step in his life. But at the same time, I am, you know, a little bit concerned just because just the world that we live in, you know what I mean? And I think that every parent, regardless if you prepare your child for this world, you know what I mean, when you know that they have to get out here and function in this world, it is a little bit scary, you know, but at the same time, it's like eventually it has to happen, you know what I mean? We can't coddle them. We can't keep them at home forever. We can't keep them on our lap. We have to let them get out here and figure it out. However they're going to figure out, whether it be, you know, them going to school, whether it be them just moving out on their own, you know, and just being able to establish, being able to work and, you know, pay bills for themselves, you know. Thankfully, I know that he has a good foundation because, you know, he's been working for quite some time and he has, you know, he has bills to pay. You know, he pays rent. He pays a portion of his portion of rent. He pays, you know, his portion of the cell phone bill. You know, he buys, you know, things that he needs to buy for himself. So I kind of prepare him for life outside of the four walls of mom. You know what I mean? But I'm actually looking forward to it. Like, I mean, it's going to be different because my life has always revolved around my kids. But, you know, they're adults now. You know what I mean? So I have to kind of let them just do their thing, you know, and I'm going to do my thing, you know. Honestly, I'm just looking forward to everybody being gone so I can walk around the house butt-ass naked if I choose to. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to worry about none of that stuff. You know, I can do what I want to do, when I want to do it, where I want to do it, how I want to do it. I don't have to worry about nothing else. So I'm excited, you know. It is what it is.
It sounds like you want to do the hoochie-coochie.
Maybe. All over the crib.
Maybe.
All
absolutely,
over the crib.
Maybe. That's quite possible. I am not going to deny that. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's great. And when nobody's home, it's amazing. Absolutely.
Oh,
amazing.
God. So in other words, when we come visit you, we're going to have to bring the goddamn black light. Make sure we don't sit in no sperm.
No, you would not. I'm a clean person.
Motherfucking
I'm a
wet
very
wipes.
Clean person. I'm a very clean person, so there wouldn't be any remnants. There wouldn't be any remnants, any biological remnants left anywhere, okay?
I don't know. It might be some bottle on your couch. I don't know. You might pull a fire.
No. You have to clean. Be clean.
Okay. I'll do that. But, I mean, when I think about it, I say to myself, what's best for the situation? Now, is it best for that child to go out there and live on their own and get their adult muscles and work on their own, you know what I'm saying, and fall and get back up and have their issues where they laid on this bill but they make it up, you know what I'm saying, and teach them how it works? Is that best, or is it best for them to stay home until they can save up a nice little nest egg so that when they go out there, they don't have to go through those issues because they have a nice little chunk already. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's understandable.
Like, those are two different, I look at those two different point of views. And right now, my daughter is My oldest is 16. And she's about to come down. Well, not my oldest, but she's about to come down and live with me. And
mm-hmm.
I'm saying to myself, all right, she's got 2 more years of high school and college, and then boom, she go. But it's like, but no, is it let her go or is it let her stay until she can get a certain, you know what I'm saying, foundation on top of the foundation that I gave her and then let her go?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm fighting with that
do
now.
You think,
as she's, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Do you think, Ron, that it all is determined on, like, the child? Like, if you, especially if you have multiple, you know what I mean? If you have, like, you know how some kids, you might have one child. Well, like, for instance, I'll just use my kids. It's not a problem. Like, Prentice is very self-sufficient. He's very, I don't need mama. You know what I mean? Like, okay, mama, you showed me how to do this, so I'm going to get out here and do it. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't have the same concern that I have, you know what I mean, that I may have with my daughter, because she's not. She's responsible, but she's not as responsible as Prentice. Like, she's more of the type that would make an emotional, where Prentice is logical with his thought process when it comes to things, she's more emotional. You know what I mean? So her response may be to certain situations that could arise as, you know, as a young adult, you know what I mean? Because life is filled with swift transition, you know what I'm saying? Things don't stay the same, you know, and things can perfectly be perfect 1 minute and anything can happen, you know what I mean? So whereas his mind would gear him and put him in a situation where he would react differently, hers is not that way, you know what I mean? So it's like, do you, as a parent, look at what the best course of action would be and how to proceed based on the how that child is, or do you just say, okay, you know, it's going to be the same no matter what? Does that make sense?
Everything, just like clothes, needs to be tailored to fit the person. You know what I mean? So parenting is the same thing. You got to tailor your parenting to the child. You got certain fundamentals and certain things that you're going to do as a parent, but eventually it comes down to what that child has shown you. So
right.
It's just like with a curfew, you know what I'm saying? One child may be a badass, so you know what? You got to be in the house by 10 o'clock. And the other child,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're good, so you know what? You have my trust. You can stay out to midnight. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that all depends on how the child reacts to life, you know what I'm saying, coming up. But yeah, so I see what you're saying. But I mean, you're there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there yet. So I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I've had children that go like the oldest, she's out on her own. She's a nurse. And she's doing her thing. I have no worries about her. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
with something like that, it's like, okay. She went to school. She got out of school. She came back home for a while. She got her shit together. She got a little nest egg. And then she went out and she moved out. So when she moved out, being a nurse, she's not going to never want for a job. But
right.
being the fact that she had something in the stash, if she did hit a rough spot, she had something saved up. You know what I mean? So
that's
how I did with the first one. But you know, also you got to realize, like I said, every child is different. So we'll see.
Right.
And is it different because it's a girl and a boy, or is it different, you know what I'm saying, you think because of the individual?
No, honestly, it's because, for me, it's because they're just the way they are. I mean, because to be completely honest with you, when it comes to Prentice was the one that I thought would be the one that I would have to be a little bit more concerned, because he is such a mama's boy. Like, when they were younger and Chanel was always gone, like, she would go, she's like me in a sense, you know what I'm saying? She meets no strangers, you know, so she's always somewhere. She's a social butterfly, this, that, and the other. So, like, Whereas she would go and stay over friend's house and go and do, you know, stay over family's house or whatever the case may be. Prentice wasn't like that. And part of it was, you know, I take responsibility for his apprehension when it comes to dealing with people because he was, you know, he was so sick when he was little. So he had to spend a lot of time with me when he was really small. You know, the first 5 years, it was pretty much like I couldn't really let him out of my sight too much. I kind of like was overprotective because the times that I did let him out of my sight, you know what I'm saying, he got sicker being up with other people. And it was just like, you know what, I'm going to watch my baby because I know what my baby needs. But at the same time, that was like one of those things that came back to kind of like bite me because it was like he was so used to being with me, he didn't want to deal with nobody else. Like, he wouldn't go nowhere.
So you're trying
like,
to say that things changed up to the point where it used to be he was sick if he wasn't around you, and now it's cut to the point where he's sick of you, so he's moving out? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, that's not what I'm saying. He's really not sick of you. You're stupid and petty for that. No, I'm going to tell you what he told me today. Like, this is what he said. It's so funny that we're having this topic because we had this conversation earlier today. You know, like as I mentioned, he pays a percentage, you know, he pays his portion of the cell phone bill. And he's like, okay, well, I want to get my own line. I want my own phone. So I was trying to tell him, just take the line that you already have with me and I will just basically give you that line and you can have it for yourself so you don't have to go through the process of, A, getting your credit ran, you know, all this certain stuff. You know what I mean? You pretty much can just take this line. You've had this phone and this number for X amount of years. You take this line. I'm giving you responsibility for the line, and we move on. He's like, well, no, I know that's cool, Mama, but at the same, he's like, no, but I want to establish it for myself. Like, his mindset, like, he's just on a different level, and it's surprising to me because I really thought that, not that I thought he was going to be like a bum or nothing like that, but I just thought it would take him longer to want to leave the nest and set things up for himself based on the way that, you know, he was when he was younger. You know what I mean? And it's more so, it's not one of those things like, he already told me, he's like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'm going to probably have to come over, be over there every day, you know, because I know how he is. He's still very much a mama's boy. Like, this child is, excuse me, he's 19, but, like, he still comes and curls up under his mama, you know what I mean, because that's just the way it is. Like, if he has an issue, he wants to talk to his mom, like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, it's not one of those things where he's like, oh, I'm just ready. You know, I'm grown. And I want to, you know, it's like he really wants to, I think he wants to show me in the sense that the things I've taught him, you know what I mean? That he has to get out here and make it in this world with the things that I've given him. So.
I hear that. That must be exciting as a parent.
I mean, it is. I mean, it's like I said, it's bittersweet because at the same time, you know, like, that's my youngest. That's the baby. So it's like, for me, it's like, okay, this is for real, for real. Like,
I got you. So, you know, he loves that. You say one day I'm going to pull up on him and you call him when you're around the corner and be like, yo, what's going on? I'm in your neighborhood. I'm gonna come by, stop by. You say I made something to eat. I'm gonna drop by you, but whatever. And you go to his spot, and he got three girls and a leak flag in his apartment. What does mommy say?
Nothing, because I already know what's gonna probably happen at this place. For the simple fact that it's him and four of his friends. It's five of these.
All right.
They already have a straight bachelor pad. Like, so I already know that it's going to be going down. I mean, like, I know that I'm not stupid. You know what I mean? Like, they're kids. They're going to be pretty much on the college campus. Like, so it's just like, I can't, you know, I have to trust and believe that even if that is the case, you know, I roll up and I see some stuff I might not necessarily like to see, You know what I mean? There's nothing that I can do because he's an adult, and I have to trust that the things I have taught him, at the end of the day, that's going to prevail.
I hear that. Whatever. You'll get them, get them girls fucking cows and wrap your shits around them. Where your mother
at?
She
gonna become Sister Mary Clarence.
Who told you to come out the house like this?
Sister Mary Clarence. I'm not gonna be Sister Mary Clarence. I might tell them little girls who raised.
Girl, why you ain't got no turtleneck on in this 100 degree weather? What's wrong with you? God,
what's wrong with you in Arizona without all your skin covered? Y'all are crazy.
I could see her now walking through that door talking about precious. Yeah,
I did not raise you like this.
I don't raise you, daddy's house in this house.
Y'all know. I've already.
And then you probably look at the young lady looking at us talking about some, ma'am, why don't you have on a bra? What is wrong with you? Oh, yeah. Your mama didn't tell you about bras and macro on your thighs. What's wrong with you? What a flip.
You know what?
No.
Let me put hands on you, young lady. Let me put hands on you.
Jesus on the mainland. Let me get my oil in my purse. Let me get my oil, my olive oil, my purse. Let me get olive oil out of my purse.
My purse, my satchel.
Where you go to my car and get my bag.
Get my anointed bag.
Whatever.
Y'all bag.
Y'all stupid.
I don't care. Jesus needs to be in this place. Go get my bag, Christian. Go get my bag.
Y'all came in Mary Magdalene, but y'all leaving now the Virgin Mary. Get the fuck out of here.
I know that's like the Jezebel.
But
you got one sitting looking like a bunch of half of the yesterday. I can't. I get y'all crazy. And then she'll tell for you. Don't make me tell you twice.
And
like,
I'm coming back over here again. Like, if I see y'all over here again, I'm going to have to jump. Oh, girl, there'll be some furniture moving.
Right. And the next time you come out the house, and if you ain't got no bra on and I see you, you're going to turn right back and go back in that house.
Yeah, y'all sound like some mothers.
I don't know what's wrong with you, young girl. I don't know what's wrong with you, little young girls these days not putting on no goddamn bra. I would have been in there. What? I think that's why God didn't give me no boys. Because I even told my daughter, I kid y'all not, when we had the party or whatever, one of her friends, well, they weren't one of her friends. It was one of the other little girl's friends that we were throwing the party with. She came in there. She ain't have on a little bra. You hear me?
Ooh-wee.
Not a little bra. Not no pasties. No nothing. And all you see is her little ass nipples outside the little tube top she had on. Then she in that dance and she had a little ass skirt. Now, titties almost fell out the little shirt. She was, girl, I called my daughter.
Lord.
I said, who is this little girl? She said, that's one of Joy's friends. I said, okay, they're trying to make sure she ain't one of your friends. Because
you know, she came to my boy, this was chilly as shit. It was chilly as shit that whole damn day.
It wasn't cold that day.
You got me at the party Sunday.
It was not cold that day.
It was chilly to me.
I mean, it ain't been cold in North Carolina in 19 weeks.
It was not cold because I had on a whole tank top dress, so I was not cold. And it was hot in there because it's a bunch of you Negroes around, and it's a small space.
She said, you Negroes. I'm done with her.
You know what? As I sit and I think about it, there was no white people at that function. There were some Asians.
No, Lord.
And some African Americans.
It was amazing.
No, the little white dude, he didn't come out that corner. He stayed in that corner. He was folding them naps.
Oh, he was a worker.
Yeah, he was a worker. It was an old white man. He was sitting over there.
He was a worker. He didn't count. He was a worker.
Yeah. He was working. He was folding them naps and probably sitting there saying this. Look at these Negroes.
I'm not even. All right, Medisa. I don't know how this feels to you, but obviously it don't feel the way to either one of them that these two grown-ass motherfuckers was at this high school event, and they fucking look at it, all the fucking surroundings and shit. Look at that titties and old white men.
No, listen, first and foremost, it was for graduating students. So therefore, if you wanted to get any money for your graduation, you better have invited some older people, because what young person gonna give you money for your graduation?
Yeah, she do got a point there.
And plus, my money paid for that shit. You think I ain't gonna be there and not pay for it? You got to be kidding me.
See, that's what I think most adults would have did. They would have bought the ticket and not showed up. But no, not you two niggas. Y'all like his music, his party. Who you? We fucking going?
You stupid. First of all, and we paid the you ain't paid the invoice the first.
You know you're about to get cussed out. I don't even know why you're signing. You're about to get cussed.
I need you to understand. Okay, so the kids, they're having a good time, but the older folks say, we were sitting around, we were talking, we were eating. Ain't nobody, them children ain't got no money. What part of that? So when you graduated, you wanted just your friends at your graduation party. You didn't want no older people to bring you no checks or no money, no gift cards, no shit.
All right. One, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I don't know what the fuck a graduation party is. We ain't had no graduation party. I ain't even go to my prom. I don't know about none of that shit. I thought this was a high school event.
I didn't go to my prom.
I went to graduation. We made fun on the stage. I don't know. You said cotillion.
She didn't do that. She decided that she didn't want to do that. But still, if you're having a graduation party, like you may know you're going off to college. Didn't nobody send you a card with no money in it?
Yeah, and mine, it was like an open house. So it was kind of like a party. But yeah, it was called, like, we in the Midwest, I don't know why, but it was called like an open house. So you just, it's after you graduate and you have, it's almost like a party and there's food and stuff and people come and bring your little gifts and cards with money.
No, we had a party.
You know, all that stuff.
We had a party.
Yeah, I don't know about none of that. That sounds fly as shit. Now I just say it, I'm going to start, you know what I'm saying, looking into it, get some money for my baby to go to school.
Absolutely. Because
what's crazy is that they were like, oh, we want our friends from school. Like, you need to invite them. And she was like, why are you inviting adults? Your friends got jobs. Are they planning on giving you some money for school? You want your mama's good friends to make sure that
you
got some money. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's who you want to give you money, especially when you racking up 4-digit numbers and just in cash.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're racking up in gift cards as well so that you can furnish your room for your schooling and all of that stuff. Come on. That stuff I ain't got to pay for.
I hear that. That's the stuff.
You get your baby together. Ron,
You said your baby's 15. She got, what, 2 more years?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need you to start planning today. Not tomorrow, today. To have that baby a graduation party. So that when she get ready to go off school, you want your friends to send her something in the mail. Be like, here's something for your graduation, baby. And I'm not talking about no $10, $20. The friends, they send good stuff. You hear me?
I hear that. That's what's up. I ain't never mad at that. I tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I want 10%.
No, that's her baby's money. That's her baby's money.
Oh, no, that's all money.
No, that's her money because she's going to need that for sure.
This fool said, I want 10%. I hate you.
Nigga, she could have been laundry. She could have been on some bed sheet somewhere, you know what I'm saying, getting folded up, changing the sheets, and washing her tomorrow. You're not here.
I hate you.
So the fact that you're here, I need 10%.
This is her hard work. This is her hard. She done put in 13 years of school of hard work.
Shit, she better do some motherfucking... She better get her left hand proper, you know what I'm saying, to get a basketball scholarship or some shit. Nah, to fucking beat a drum, fucking, you know what I'm saying, do something. Get a fucking scholarship, nigga, play lacrosse. I don't know fuck what
wrong.
To do.
Something is seriously wrong with you. I think seriously wrong.
Who say play lacrosse?
I'm done. Get a left hand, shoot a basketball, beat a drum or something. I can't. I'm done. I can't. Lord have mercy.
Nigga, the swim team pay for college, too. You fucking
and
do that.
And lacrosse.
I have
one of my friends, his daughter ran track or whatever. And the particular one of the schools that she got into, they offered her $26,000 up front. Like, hey, look, listen, track scholarship right now. She turned it down because she was like,
okay,
I just want to be a student. I don't want to run track anymore.
Oh, man.
So,
yo, my people,
just because
their daughter is in the 8th grade and got colleges coming for them already. About to go to the 9th grade and got colleges. You're not even in high school and got colleges coming at you? Nigga, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Shit, only people I had coming after me in fucking high school was fucking other high schoolers. No, man, that was it. I had no fucking colleges looking at me.
Man. Because you out here hoeing in the street.
Listen. I'm going to need you. We was talking about parenting and shit, and you talking about hoeing. How did that left turn get made? I don't understand how that happened.
Because you said weren't no schools looking at you, just other little high schools. You got his home in the street.
In high school,
I caught that. I caught that too.
I was not home in high school. Now, college, that's something totally different. See, now, so being parents who have experience on different levels, that whole college thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all look at sending y'all children away after they graduate high school to college? Like, is that a whole different, because it's not really the real world where you can get evicted. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess you can get kicked out of dorms. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really the real world, but it's different than home. Is that any different preparation than if they just moving out, getting their own place like Brandon?
No,
well,
I think it's the exact same thing.
Well, but there's inside, there's still rules at the dorm. Versus there may not be too many rules in your apartment. But you still have rules in the dorm. There's still some structure. Because you can't,
well,
this, you know,
well,
there's still
well,
that person.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think curfew that he don't have, but, like, they still have to, like, because I guess they rent, from what I understand, is they rent some of the
the apartments for the, you know, for the students or whatever.
This nigga don't even know. That nigga going to stay with some bitch. She ain't going where he told you. She don't know where the fuck he's going.
No, seriously. No. It's literally the part. No, I looked it up online and everything. I've seen the apartment. It's literally an apartment complex for college students. And, like,
he's going to sling his dick at some 43-year-old white woman. He's going to stay in a house of her AC.
You're dumb. You're dumb as hell. Lies you tell.
Oh, shit, she got some nice black young dick. She don't buy him all the Jordans.
Thank you very much. He buys his own Jordans. Thank you very much. My son is very self-sufficient.
Not no more.
He don't need no.
Catherine, go get
a ball. He don't need no 43-year-old white lady. Don't be saying that about my son. What's her name?
Catherine.
What's her name?
Catherine.
Burn in hell. My son, shut up, dummy.
Miss Cat. She'll buy her clothes and shit. She'll buy her weed and shit. This shit is funny as fuck.
Yeah, I know why I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell because my great grandmother name is Catherine. And I'm like, damn, I should have used a different name. I'm going to hell.
You're going to burn. Slow burn.
I should have done Louise. Yeah, we changed your name to Louise.
Stupid.
White woman name.
That white woman's name is Bonnie.
Bonnie. Bonnie. Bonnie.
You said Bonnie. I can't with either of you guys. Y'all stupid. Bonnie.
Miss Bonnie.
Miss Bonnie. Miss Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Miss Bonnie.
Miss Bonnie, you ain't got no more Crunchberry Trap and Crunch.
That's all right, baby. I'll go to the grocery store for you later. Now come in here and give Mama some of that sugar.
Yeah, I cannot. Y'all dumb as hell. I can't.
Oh, my God. Here's someone having young hoes to old hoes. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Invite your mama and them over for Thanksgiving.
Take it over there to the house. It's, you said it's five boys in one house. Now, you know, normally, if it's five boys in one house, it's a mess. Take it over there. Why is it so clean over here, Princess? Oh, Miss Bonnie can't do and clean stuff for us. Miss Bonnie,
Miss Bonnie came through to straighten up real quick.
that's my old lady.
Oh, y'all got a cleaning lady? Oh, y'all boys are so responsible. Yeah, no, that ain't the cleaning lady.
No,
mama.
The funny part is, them motherfuckers, they will clean up. An older lady will come to your crib and straighten up. That's the funniest shit ever.
Lord have mercy.
Miss Bonnie came through. She said, y'all babies need some breakfast. That's some pancakes and bacon.
Yeah, need some breakfast.
It's a fresh and squeezed orange juice. Madisa walking in there talking about, so why y'all got this spray? Oh, Bonnie dropped off breakfast for us this morning.
Open these blinds. Y'all need some sunlight in here.
Y'all stupid.
That's old lady.
Oh my God!
You can't let them motherfuckers spend the night, boy. If you mess around, you didn't spend the night, and then you gotta go to work the next day. Then you be like, you know, saying you go ahead and chill, but you stay in the bed while you at work. You fuck around, come home, your whole damn house smell like lemon please. Got that motherfucker. She done cleaned up every that damn thing.
Everything.
Jerry done let somebody clean up his house.
I think it was 2013. I had just moved over there, so it's like, that old girl spend the night? And I was like, damn, man, I got to go to work because they called me in. Man, because she was 49. I went to work, and I know how I leave my shit because I have everything watching, you know what I'm saying, everything organized. Man, I came back in the damn crib after work. She had left a little note. Food was cooked. My DVDs were alphabetical order. The program.
You stupid. She said, you said my DVDs were alphabetically ordered.
Bruh. Yes, because I had them shit sitting on the floor. I didn't have, because I had died just and I hadn't hit, didn't have the time to put them on the shelf yet. Man, my damn house furniture was all dusted. The damn coffee table was all cleaned off. Man, that motherfucker looked like a brand new fucking car, that motherfucker. I was like, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave them old ones. You can't leave them old ones in the crib because them motherfuckers will clean up. They nosy as hell. And you can leave an old nigga at that damn house. He ain't gonna do nothing but lay around, scratch his nuts, probably watch this.
Pusha's gonna call him an old lady over there at the college.
Guess who's coming to them?
Right.
Miss Bonnie.
Okay, but this, so what if she ain't white? What if she's black? Would you still have a problem with it?
Yeah, he don't need no old ass lady. My son 19.
Why not?
But he's
cleaning up.
I mean, it ain't nothing that I can do about it. I mean, I wouldn't like the bitch, and I would feel some kind of way, because, like, why you can't get a man?
Like, I wouldn't like the bitch. I wouldn't like the bitch. Damn. She like the idea of it.
Like, I'm just saying, like, lady, go find somebody else. Yeah,
like,
damn, she
like, this woman is real. She done got bad. She got like, this woman is real. Ain't like I got a like the bitch.
Nah, I'm just damn. Saying. No, I'm saying that.
We're gonna go on Maury. When your bitch is older than your mama.
Oh, the next one. Right. Be like, why can't you find a man your age, ma'am?
Hell. We're gonna make him choose between whose table salad is better. Who's better, mine or your mama?
See, well, he don't know.
I don't have to worry about that. Your mama don't
make it like this, do she? Nah, he
don't eat her.
I don't care
about that. He gonna eat her.
Your mama don't fry chicken like this. Your mama don't fry chicken like this, do she?
I better ask somebody.
Hey, friend, let's put this in your mouth.
You're
stupid.
That dude's gonna be like, he's gonna say, hey, mama. And both of them gonna say, huh?
Oh, my God.
So was Lisa gonna have that fucked up, she gonna have that fucked up look on her face like, bitch, I love you, brother.
Oh, shit.
All hell gonna break Lisa. All hell gonna break Lisa at that damn house at Christmas time.
Oh shit, that's funny.
I'm going out there. I'm going out there.
I think I might have to. It's gonna be a family affair. We all come.
It's gonna really be hot in Arizona. It's gonna really be hot. So this gonna be some shit.
Oh shit.
Talking about some baby.
Y'all crazy.
Let me fix your plate.
Exactly.
And you gonna be looking at her like. Fix your plate. Put your ass up and fix the whole goddamn plate.
Exactly. I know one thing. Medusa's next book gonna be lit. That a motherfucker. She gonna tell the whole story where she done killed that bitch off.
I'm done.
You stupid.
Y'all out here giving my baby worms.
Y'all stupid. Bonnie, they ain't out here giving out worms and shit.
That nigga ain't never using a condom. He ain't had a period in 5 years. That nigga going raw.
Ryan, just like blasting off in that mud.
All day.
Hey, shut up. Into that Into that wishing well. Into that wishing well. That's all it is. Bitch ain't got no walls and no bottom.
You stupid.
You have to call from the clock. Bring it from outside. Come on.
Exactly. Go mess around. Go be like best friend was. Best friend was on campus chilling with her daughter. They thought her thought she was the damn teenager. They kind of have that drama.
Yeah, they did. It was so funny that my child experienced that. Like, because we were down doing a visit, and the young man, he was like, so he's talking to me. He was like, so, what are you looking to major in? And I'm like, what? That was the first one. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? I'm the mama. He was like, you are not the mama. Little nigga, I'm the mama, and I'm old enough to be your mama. I need you to get your little ass out of my face. And Taylor was like, what? What the fuck is this experience here? So then,
exactly.
We were leaving, and then we were leaving, and these little young men was like, hey, what's your name? And I'm like, who was he talking to? He talking about some, whatever I had on that particular day. He was like, yeah, you, sir. The boy, I'm old enough to be your mama. Leave me. Jayla, come on. Let's go. We got to go. We got to go at this point. Because this people is out of control.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
And then you show up with all that wagging you dragging, they're going to be all over you. Man, your mama got a fat ass. Man, you better shut the fuck up or you get beat up.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. So they're going to be butt heads. Can't take you nowhere. Stay in the car, Mom.
Hey, right.
Stay in the car. And it don't probably help that me and my daughter is the same height. She just skinny. And both busty. Like, it probably just don't help the whole situation for her. Like, okay, so
exactly.
She told me the other day that her friends, they went out to eat and they just had a little outing or whatever. And they was like, we want to go to the club for the first time. So my daughter was like, so I'm not going to tell y'all yes or no at this point because I'm going to discuss this with my mother. And I was like, why? She said, because I know my mom. And my mom is probably not going to say yes to it. If she does say yes to it, she's going to be right there. I said, I don't trust these humans out here in the world to let my baby quite yet experience the club without me. Like, it'll be 18 and up, but I'll be off in the corner and like, okay, I'm here. I'll let you have your fun, but I'm here. If anything pops off.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, no, moms are not. They was like, y'all want y'all mama to go or my mama to go? Y'all got a choice. Because they're like, your mom is so cool. Because she's, I took her to go get her first tattoo right after graduation. They're like, your mom let you do that? But my mama is not the type of mama that y'all think she is. Like, she has moments where she's strict on things, but I'm not that mama. You're not about to be out here embarrassing me. You gonna know what, are you going to use this knowledge I gave you properly? But you, No. I don't know yet. I got to find out who the promoter is on Friday night for this particular club.
You bet.
Hmm? Say what?
Let me see. I got to find out who the promoter is.
If I don't trust that nigga to be promoting some party, guess what? You ain't going.
I fight with that because I say to myself, I know what the ins and outs of a college campus used to be. I could just imagine it's the same thing. I see me taking my baby to school. I hope so. I hope it's different to the point where it disgusts me, because if it's the same way it was when I was in school, I could see myself fucking some 21-year-olds.
senior, you know what I'm saying? That happened, you know what I'm saying? I run across in the yard one day. Like, no, son, that's totally wrong. Don't do that. Don't do that. But that's
right,
one of them temptations.
That's the thing there. Now is that's going to have. And I've noticed that it's different. These kids, they dress different. They act different. I don't think the experience is like our experience was.
All right.
You know, like for me, I came from going to a predominantly white high school to going to an HBCU. You know what I'm saying? It was a shell shock. Now these people look like me. They shape like me. They act like me. I did everything like me.
Yeah.
And
right.
it's different.
And they're dressing wrong than a motherfucker.
And right, like, I wish my mom would have said to me, now, look here, listen, young lady. You know, you're going to get you a different breed of men out here. Like, you choose the little high school boys. These grown-ass nuts.
Grown-ass
and then my daughter had that talk. Like, stuff that my mom should have told me, you best believe. That kid got earful. Like, These are grown-ass men praying on college campuses.
Listen, make sure you don't get too thirsty. Don't get too thirsty on Thirsty Thursdays.
Exactly. They take the baseball field. Because our Thirsty Thursdays is down at the baseball field because it's always a baseball game Thursday night. And it's only walking distance of the school. You know what I'm saying? So,
look at that.
No. And then you got, you know, I used to party from Thursday to Sunday.
What you mean Thursday to Sunday? Party was any night. Every night there was something to do. There was
No, because I would go to school and I would go to work. From school, go to work. From school, go to work. That's all. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you knew where you could find me. If I wasn't in class, I was at work. Thursday, once I got out of work on Thursday, nigga, I was fried from Thursday to Sunday. And then was still going to work. Because I would have to be at work at like 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Nigga, I just went to bed at 6. What the fuck am I doing with my life? I can't party like that now.
Exactly.
For that shit. So, I ain't got it in me. And see, my child, Jayla is so wannabe by herself. Because her friends were like, Jayla, your mama ain't going to let you go. You don't never go nowhere, no way. She was like, it's not because my mama won't let me go. She said, it's because I don't want to hang with y'all all the time. Sometimes I just want to stay in my bed and sleep.
I ain't mad at her for that there.
She said, it's not that my mama don't let me go. She said, I can ask my mama. More than likely, my mama will say yes. She'll say yes to some stuff. She said, but if I don't want to go, I don't ask her, and she don't ask me, and we just go. I stay in my room, watch TV, and do whatever. I can pinpoint my child more than most people can. And the only person she really hang out with for a long period of time is Michelle. That's her Asian friend, and they ain't doing nothing but being two blondes together.
You stupid. Two blondes together.
They so smart, they be dumb sometimes. I be like, yeah, I got to be the dumbest of the pretty girls in the world sometimes. But and Michelle, she always got one friend that's, you know, she okay, she can hang with you. Like, she was at the house all day. Michelle, you ain't got nothing else to do because she was helping Jayla take out her sewing. You ain't got nothing else to do. No, I'm hanging with Jayla. And it probably don't help that they both the only children. So they tend to gravitate to each other.
No. You can hang with Michelle. You can't hang with that little boppy ass kitty girl. Can't hang with her.
No.
Okay.
Did you just say Bop and Titty?
Yes, she did.
Yeah,
that's
Bop and Titty.
I can't. I can't.
So
your child
moves out. Your child has a job when they move out. Your child loses that job, but still able to move out. I still stay out and pay all their bills and be doing just fine. How worried are you about how your child is making their money now? Like, could you see?
And she ain't went and got another job.
Y'all both have girls. I have girls. What if your girl was bartending at a strip club? You know what I'm saying? Would y'all have an issue with that?
What she chooses to do. She's an adult.
She ain't stripping. I'm cool with it. I'm good. She can be a bartender at the strip club. I mean, there's some things I did some shit in college. I'm not going to sit and tell her, no, you can't do some shit. Like, college is the moment that you try to find yourself. So, I'm about to let some of my stuff be out there. Don't tell nobody but God. But ain't nobody listening. So my freshman year, I used to set up calls for escorts. Like, they would call, and I would be like, okay, I would ask about, you know, what type of girl are you looking for? I had a book that I would work from, and I was like, okay, I'll set the dates up for the girls.
I know, right? The thing you find out about your best friend.
I never went on a date. I never did.
God, honest truth.
I did not do that. I didn't do that part. I didn't do it for long because I was like, yeah, because again, like they were like, oh, I want a girl with blonde hair, blue eyes, but we didn't have no girl with blonde hair, blue eyes. So I had like the girl would give me like contact to give to the other girls. And then the way that you can make extra money is that you can take the girl on her date. Like if she didn't have a car and I had a car, I would be her driver. I would drive her around, make sure she got to and fro.
This nigga was pimping in college.
I was not. There was a young lady and a guy that I worked for. I didn't do anything.
She was pimping in college, then pimping since pimping been pimping.
My sophomore year, that's when I actually started working for the bank. So, yeah, I stopped all that. Like, oh, I got me a legit good job, you know? So, yeah.
So you went from pimping people to fucking people. Okay.
You stupid.
Let me find out best friend was the girl that she was saying on the commercial. Pick up the phone.
What?
All I know is that the
late night commercial when that shit used to come on. Hi, you looking for a hot girl? Pick up the phone. Call me now.
I am.
And then you call the goddamn number. Then you call the damn number and his best friend. You trying to be slick. Yo, I'm looking for some hot girls. I know the same voice. Girl, what you doing on this phone? What you doing on this phone?
I don't work here. What
That's
the hell
are
you doing?
Right? Can I direct your car, stupid? She'll say something retarded as hell.
That's funny. Mm-mm.
No. Y'all are crazy.
No. I ain't do it for long. So,
in other words, best friend, you had plenty of practice to work on your telephone voice. No wonder you sound like a perfect white woman on the damn phone. Damn it, man.
Girl, sick
ass.
Call a girl sick.
Perfect white woman.
Girl sick.
That's what I was thinking
sick.
Of that movie. I was
girl
trying to think of that movie, and I couldn't think of that
was my shit. That was my shit.
Oh, my God. Son of a bitch. Man, I got friends because my best friend done robbed the bank before. She got all types of hidden secrets. Jesus.
People say, you know, what did you get out of college? I got a good life experience out of college. Like, that's what it is about.
Yes.
Your college years are your years to find yourself doing ridiculous-ass dumb shit and go places with your friends and be like, bitch, what we did, we died. You know what I'm saying? And like, those are what your time is full of education, yes. But it's those moments where you are like, there's a moment where I could have been dead and gone. There could have been mom. What's it?
Listen,
you know,
it also teaches you something to go away with your friends for a weekend. And you go to another school for a weekend, or you go to Virginia Beach, or wherever you may happen to go for the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and you leave out with $150, and by the end of the first night, you got $27 left.
You
know what I'm
saying?
And
then
you got it
down there. Thursday, and you got to make it the Monday to get back home.
Nigga. That's it. And little things like that where it teaches you how to survive. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you got 2 weeks until this, you know what I'm saying, Pell check come in, and you got $37. And, you know what I'm saying, seven
listen.
Things of oodles and noodles. That's all you got.
Listen, my nigga, listen. Memorial Day weekend, me and my roommate, it's Thursday, right? We like, shoot, we ain't got to work the weekend. Girl, what we going to do? Girl, let's go on down to the beach. We broke as shit. You hear me? We got enough money between us to make sure we got a hotel room.
There you
we
go.
We ain't, and some liquor, and some liquor. We got enough money between us, but we got enough for a hotel room and some liquor. Not no food, liquor. You hear me? And so then,
necessity.
Right. So as long as we can wash our ass, we were good. So we get to our hotel or whatever, and it's a little rinky-dink hotel, and we pull up, because at that time I still had my Honda. So we pull up or whatever, and these two dudes were sitting outside. They're like, where y'all from? They're like, oh, we're from North Carolina. Oh, we know about North Carolina. What part? We're like, you said, you know, Queensboro. Oh, y'all go to A&T? Yup, sure do. Y'all hungry? I said, well,
yep,
yeah.
Sure
yeah,
sure are.
Yeah. Look, the weekend, the whole weekend, we got enough food. We got enough stuff to cook out. We're going to take care of y'all the whole weekend. Y'all, we eat, y'all eat. Boom. There we go. What? You sure enough, okay. He was so nice to them gentlemen. He was nice to them. Nice. And that was that year when Hot in Here came out by Nelly.
Uh-oh.
And everybody was running up and down. Yeah. Yeah. And we had met this older woman named Miss Thomasina.
I think my bucket big.
What?
That's what he's in the soul, right?
Yeah, I see my butt getting big. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Yup. Yup. It was that year. I don't know if you ever experienced BCR. Do you know what BCR is, Ron?
You said what?
BCR, Black College Reunion.
Yes, yes.
Nigga, what? Being stuck in that traffic heading over from that doggone, heading from the mainland to the outlet? Nigga. Jumping out the car, just playing go-go music and just be like having a good time and just in traffic?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I told you, I said, look, I want you to have a great experience in college. Go do some shit. Now, don't fuck up and do some dumb
shit.
But just do some shit. Enjoy yourself.
No, do some dumb shit. Do some dumb shit. Just keep that shit away from my existence.
Don't do no dumb shit like get pregnant and shit. Don't do no dumb shit like that. You can go do some dumb shit, but don't do that dumb shit.
Right, do some temporary dumb shit, not no forever dumb shit.
Yeah, right. Like, it's okay to call your mama.
Right.
Your mama ain't going to get you. Ain't going to be like.
Go get crabs. Don't get AIDS.
No, don't bring home no boy. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Don't bring home no 18-year issues. You know, especially with no nigga that you don't like. But I want to do that's just part of being savage and travel and do some shit and meet some people from other places. Have a reason to be like, Mom, I'm not coming home for Thanksgiving. I'm going to Susie Q's mom's house for Thanksgiving this year. You know what I'm saying? And they live in Florida. Okay, here, your mama comes too?
How about that?
Because I like Florida in November.
I sleep on the floor.
What? You girls need help getting on? Y'all want me to drive? What part of Florida are you going to? Because we done drove that smooth 8-10 hour drive to Daytona in the middle of the night.
Listen, I've been there, done that.
Nigga, leave Greensboro at 1 a.m. We hit Daytona at 9 a.m. on the dot when the banks open up. I know where my bank is exactly at, on International Highway. It's on the right hand side. Yup.
I'm
that
done.
That means I took that trip a lot.
Yeah, you want to hear something funny? I remember one year for Labor Day, we came down and went to Virginia Beach. And being the dudes who we was, we end up getting kicked out the hotel. So, in getting kicked out the hotel, we came down there in two vehicles. We rented one, and my man had his own. We rented a caravan. So, it was four of us in the caravan and two in the car. So it was just six of us. All right. Might have been seven. Might have been five in the caravan. All I know is that when we got kicked out the hotel room, we ended up getting escorted to the state line by the police saying if they see this license plate in the state again, they're going to arrest us. But the other van, yeah, I mean, it'd be like that sometimes. I say all that to say that when you're in college and you go away and you experience things, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, things may go a little to the left, but those are experiences that mold you for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? Like it's more than just having a story when y'all see each other 20 years later. It's actually getting through that situation of going back down to Virginia 2 years later and saying, all right, I know this time what not to do. But what I didn't realize is that I wasn't supposed to get arrested and go to jail for the week.
What is wrong with your life?
I don't know. And then I moved down here to this godforsaken fucking state. What the fuck was I thinking? I swear I got to reassess my life.
Poor life choices. I just make poor life choices in the world still.
I make poor life choices. I pick terrible partners. I fucking make bad career choices. What the fuck is wrong with me? I'm drinking and drugging.
Not drinking and drugging at your old age. Drinking and drugging in your old age. Yeah, man. Yeah. College was good. It was a good time.
Wait. Hold on. What is old? What's old?
What is what?
You said my old age, so I'm asking you, what is old?
I don't know what your old age is.
No, I'm saying what age makes somebody old?
I don't know. My bones, when they get to creaking and cracking, that's what makes me old at this point. Me not being able to really stay up past 1 o'clock, because when Dre be going wanting to go to the club, I be tired at midnight. I don't want to go to sleep. I'm old. Mm-hmm. When you fall asleep in the club with all that music going on, you old.
You stupid.
You know, all people can fall asleep anywhere. Like, you know, they didn't know. Oh, man. Okay.
I ain't gonna front. I've fallen asleep in the club before, but I was young at the time, and I was also extremely drunk. So I think that's
now weird. That one time I fell asleep at a day party. Now I was fried. I was drunk. And I still got the picture.
This nigga.
That's why he wasn't my friend.
Extortion Dre, that's his name. Extortion Dre.
Hey, Ron, I was the best friend to the end. I didn't move from that spot. I made sure she was straight. But the funniest shit at that whole damn homecoming, while she was napping, she took a strong-ass 3-minute nap, right? Music was loud as hell. She sick by the speaker. They were playing straight hip-hop, right? So all you heard was, "Loose booty!" The go-go came on. Somebody woke up out of a coma, started fanning her fan, and was prancing like she ain't been asleep for 3 seconds. And was getting her go-go on with drink in hand and wiping sweat.
Hey.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Loose booty is my jam. Has always been my jam and will forever be my jam. I don't care. We playing loose booty at my wedding reception. I don't care. We playing loose booty. He ain't got to get up and dance. I just know my friend's going to get up and dance with me. Loose booty. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm going to be playing on the phone so we just so you can pass out and get the tension on you again.
D-Mod, what song you said?
New Booty.
Oh, New Booty?
The go-go song. No, Loose Booty.
The go-go song, wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my jam. I like go-go music. So, anytime go-go music,
that's true.
I lose myself, and I wake up out of comas, obviously. So if I ever go into a coma, y'all know what to play. Loose booty. I shall wake up. I'm healed.
I'm done with you.
It's miraculously that she has healed and came out of the coma, and is she dancing? Did she get up with the IV in her arm and start dancing?
Yeah. And start dancing.
At my funeral, Dre, you are in charge of the music at the repair. Loose Booty must be played.
Then let me tell you like this. If I play that song, if you got that wig, or if I play that funeral, and you pop your hat to go look ass about that cough, guess what? Y'all gonna be there by yourself. I'm out of there. That's walking dead shit. I got to go.
You're scared to get.
I'm looking for this song and I don't see this song.
Oh Lord, let me find it. Oh Lord, I find it. Give me a second. I'm just so I'm trying to not know what Loose Booty is.
Cause I'm like, I've heard a nice amount of Lolo songs. I don't know. What's the name of this, the band?
Junkyard Dance.
Oh, my bad.
I just sent it to y'all in the group chat.
Got
you. Ron, when you hear it, you're going to know the song.
All right. So one more thing about this whole parenting shit, right? All right. So,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Not to talk about old girl, but what's the white lady name again? What's the old white lady name again? Beulah. No, what was
her
name?
Bonnie.
Okay. Bonnie.
Bonnie got to make sure she got on her teeth too. Sorry.
You're so silly.
Sorry.
But your child moves out and they move in with somebody of the opposite sex that you think is just totally wrong for them. How do you proceed in that situation?
Mm. Gotta let them bump their head. You just have to let them make their own mistakes, but you also want them to learn from your mistakes that you something too. You know what I mean? If you do it, don't be like, well, he's gonna take care of me and I'm quitting my job. No. Don't do that. Because now you become dependent on him. So it has its ups and downs of it all, but she's smart enough to know, but also she's still typical, you know, teenager. She's gonna make dumb mistakes. So,
I'm sorry.
This
is my shit. Yes, I know this song. Yes.
See?
This is my shit.
It has to be played at my funeral, Ron. Dre obviously is not gonna make sure it's played. Okay.
Say no more.
I need you to make sure. Thank you for your attention.
What? Oh, man. And we got to pass around, you know what I'm saying, napkins or washcloths or something, because motherfuckers start sweating when this shit come on.
Yeah, they going to start sweating, but they going to dance. They dancing. Yeah.
So y'all let them bump their head with this partner that's no good for them.
You can tell them, like, you know, this is not a no good person, but the moment you tell them that this is not a no good person, you know, you did it.
You know how it goes.
Everybody's done it. You won't still be with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You knew
the first one
wasn't shit. You knew it. You knew that she was going to be, man, this bitch probably going to be a pain in my side for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We all know.
Yeah.
I know when somebody is on the right. I keep me a pill.
I mean, sometimes you have to make it. You just want to be no acting, you must say.
I don't know. You could just get $2,000 to somebody in the hood and get that motherfucker disappeared. You could always do that.
Why $2,000?
I can't.
I'm saying because that's like the minimum that you can get somebody to. Like if you get $2,000 in tens, it looks like a lot of money.
That's the minimum.
So, now, I'm saying if you show somebody $2,000 in $10 bills,
goddamn assassin.
I'm just saying, it looks like a substantial amount of money. You know what I'm saying? So you show it to him,
you've been shopping around for an assassin. You're trying to get somebody knocked off. You've been shopping for an assassin.
Okay, he knows it too much. He was like, that's the minimum. What the fuck?
Hey, man, this nigga been online. He's been online shopping right here for an assassin. Who you can? You trying to sell off the pump or something? What the fuck?
I'm just saying.
Out.
You know,
nigga, how you think I got that child support case taken care of?
Oh, Lord, don't tell us no more. We don't want
to know. Hey, Ron, speaking of that shit, did you see that that couple that had, they got divorced in 2014. The dude fucked around and hit the lottery, right? For 38 some odd million. Like, it was a big money. Don't you know the fucking lottery? They went back to court after the divorce was finalized and that thing. This nigga got to give his wife $15 million.
What?
Yeah. Exactly. That's some bullshit. Nope.
Nigga. Listen.
That's bullshit. And the divorce then
at the least,
like, y'all
at the very least.
Forever.
At the very least, I gotta still have access to the pussy. At the very least.
$15 million? And something that you know, you left me, that time I give you money. Fuck that, nope.
No, I mean, that's crazy that, you know what I'm saying, years later after the divorce is final, she still can get half. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, like, I gotta get something for that half. Like, what? This ain't the kindness of my heart. My heart don't have no kindness. No.
Exactly.
We don't do this.
Right.
I'm sitting here stressed the fuck out because this bitch done left me and I'm stressed out and now I gotta turn around and give her my damn bread.
I mean, I'm not really gonna miss it because I mean, before that I was a thousand there. You know what I'm saying? I hit the lotto for 38. You know what I'm saying? I got to give her 15, so I still got, you know what I'm saying, almost, you know what I'm saying, somewhere around 20 million. I mean, okay, but still, what the fuck did she do to deserve 15 million?
Exactly.
She didn't give me the number.
Me bugging. And when I read that shit today, I was like, what kind of bullshit is that? Like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. What he should do is tell her, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you this money, but first I'm going to send you on a vacation to the Dominican Republic.
Exactly. Send your ass to the DR.
Damn.
I'm going to send you on vacation and show you how much of a good sport I am.
What are you doing? She's excited. She's so dumb. I haven't paying attention to the world.
How about that?
Hey, it's above me now.
All right. Well, it's that time, you good black people.
Yes,
time
it is.
To say goodbye.
All right.
To all of our Negro friends.
Now it's time to say goodbye. All
right, you know what? You know what? You know, no. That's not acceptable. See, before, earlier in the show, your voice paralyzed me. Now this shit just shocked me.
Shut up. Oh, Lord.
Shut up, Negro. Negro. No, Negro.
Let's stop messing with me. Let's stop picking up a decent nigga. I would have been shot before an assassin. That's when I can get a strange guy.
What happened?
Where you been,
Emily?
What?
What you say?
Said Medusa gonna ask me who number I can get because she gonna put a hit on Bonnie. She ain't fucking gonna get her.
Bonnie.
Yeah,
I'm
just
Bonnie. I don't even know she in trouble yet. I don't even know.
Don't get Bonnie
doing cleaning up the house.
Y'all gonna get Miss Bonnie fucked up now here.
She like, I'm gonna get my son this house. We gonna get his name on her fucking will. We gonna kill his name. I'm gonna get my son a house.
Y'all stupid. Stupid on.
Mama, this mac and cheese is good. Mama, both of y'all say thank you.
Shut up. Lies you tell.
Ma, you need something to store? One say yes, one say no.
Patty, just Patty. On a whole nother level. Y'all get on my nerves. Oh, God. Y'all crazy.
See, that's what happens when you go, you know what I'm saying, 18 weeks without showing up to work.
Whatever. I mean, it has not been 18 weeks. Thank you very much.
Taking whole sabbaticals. You trying to catch up with Taylor?
No. Oh, I know you lying. The pettiness. I know you lying.
Oh shit! I done finished my bottle fucking with y'all.
I can tell.
You can tell. Don't worry about me finishing the bottle. You worry about Bonnie and her bottles, nigga. Don't worry about
shut the fuck up, sir. Sir Ron.
Bonnie bottles, baby.
Shut the hell up, crazy ass.
Lord.
Anyway, cue the white woman.
Yeah.
Cue the white
woman. Love to cue the white woman. Gives y'all a lot of control.
All right, people.
The white woman's name, you know, she has now officially been named
Bonnie.
Susan.
Bonnie.
No. You see it, Susan.
My
is there,
name is
there, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're like, welcome to Princess's new home.
I'm Bonnie. I hate y'all. Y'all so stupid.
All right, so good night, people. We'll see each other next week.
Good night.
Be good to each other.
Yes, yes. Good night.
Bye.
Good night, Bonnie.